Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
Hi, my name's Thomas Ohm. I'm a student at Harrogate College, just finished my third year as a BA photography degree.
And what do we have going on in this building right here, right now?
Currently, all the students are exhibiting their work that they've produced over the duration of the year. So as it's coming to an end, this is all our work, effectively.
Is there some of your work on display somewhere?
Yes, mine is actually upstairs in the photographic department, which I am actually quite pleased with. All the students are up there, so there's a level between the fine art stuff and the photographic stuff upstairs.
Seeing your stuff on display, how's that made you feel?
It's quite a proud moment, actually. You try think of ideas over the course of the year. It's a good feeling to see it on display, really. Let people observe and view it.
And beyond the college, what's the plan? Do you have a career plan, dare I say?
Make a bit of money. Try and make a bit of cash. Put the skills that I've learned into finding a job and hopefully go from there, really.
Oh, hello. I'm Naomi Balser. I'm the head of MA Creative Practice at Harrogate College. This room represents the end of year for students who are quite extraordinary in the outcomes they've managed to achieve. They've all gone through a huge sort of journey in art and design. They came in with certain ideas and they've left sort of as really accomplished professional artists. I'll turn you over to one of the students.
Seeing your work on display like this, how does it make you feel?
It's great. It's a real sense of achievement.
Would you recommend the MA?
I would, absolutely. It's been a real journey. You come in with certain preconceptions about what you're going to do and how the course is going to affect what you do, and then you start into it and you throw all of that away and find out it's going to be something completely different. And it's a fantastic journey. It's brilliant.
What's next on that journey? Do you know?
More exhibitions, more experimentation with my work. Just, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to exactly say what's going to happen next.
And what would you say to any person thinking of doing the same course and doing the same type of thing?
Oh, absolutely do it. If you're thinking about doing it, absolutely do it. It's an absolutely fascinating thing to do. So, yeah, I would thoroughly recommend it.
The journey that the students go on is about finding their own artistic voice. They come in with certain skill sets and then they're able to develop those over the 2 years part-time and become, in the end, really able to express their own ideas artistically, and it's something that mature students particularly take very well to.
I'm Ashley Taylor. I'm a student on the interior design course at Harrogate College, BA Honours, and this year we're all presenting our work in this building for the last time. I've got two portfolios up myself. One from our Miller Homes project, and then we've got one from the White Wells, at the foot of White Wells in Ilkley.
So this is interior design, this room?
This is all interior design, but some of it's focused a bit on architecture as well, because this one was a plot of land, just a blank canvas really for us to build on. It was an eco project focusing on a specialist retreat centre. You could go off in a multiple of ways there. People chose a spa or a workplace, so an office from home sort of concept. Mine's a re-civilisation centre, as I've called it, for veterans. When the project came up, there was a lot of homeless veterans coming back from war and things, struggling to get back into society, struggling to get a job. So it's got a gym and a restaurant and all the facilities and maintenance needed for those, so they could be trained in a multiple of ways. From anything from reception and administrative services to the maintenance of the gym, personal training, to chefing and front-of-house training in the restaurant, as well as maintaining the guest rooms.
It's really smart. It looks really smart. And this is the culmination of how much work?
This is 3 months' work. This is what ran from January up until April. So, 4 months' work. A lot of it is computer-generated nowadays, but we also focus on the old styles, hand tools and things like that. So you've got your drawing boards that we've used, but we don't use them as much anymore.
And what was this course done for you?
Recently, it's got me a job working at an architect's in Bradford. So I started there 2 days ago, and it's been very full on recently. So working on a student accommodation in Huddersfield now.
And is that full time?
It's full time for the next 2 weeks. then I'm going to see where it goes from there.
So we're here from Harrogate Town due to our relationship that we've got with Harrogate College, and we're really looking for some young students that want to volunteer, get involved in football next year and get involved in football photography. So any opportunities for students to get involved in the club, we're always open to. So we're here to see who catches the eye tonight.
So keeping it local and getting the talented students of the college to get their first break in the professional world.
Definitely, it's about giving the students here some real life experience, and we're a growing business on their doorstep, so what better opportunity than to get involved at Harrogate Town Football Club.
Hello, I'm Barbara Taylor-Gell. I'm course lead of the Extended Diploma Year 2 in Art and Design. It's a really exciting opportunity to exhibit their work, have it seen by a wider public, and to get some feedback from the people that come to look at it.
There is so much on show. Clearly a lot of work's gone into, well, creating the pieces, but also putting tonight on. How's it make you feel?
Oh, we're extremely proud of the students. At the end of every year, it's a lot of hard work, and we never think it's going to come together, and it always does, and it's so exciting to see the work here, to see the families come, and for the students to be able to show off what they've done.
And for anyone thinking of starting at the college to do something similar, what words would you have for them?
Well, they can still come and see the exhibition for a couple of weeks if they want to see what's on, but it gives them an opportunity to pursue their own specialisms, to express themselves perhaps in a way that they weren't able to at school. That's what people have said as they've been looking around the exhibition tonight, that they're surprised by the range of specialisms on show and the unique talent of the students, and this is their opportunity to do something that is individual.
Harrogate College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.